We want to wish you a wonderful afternoon or happy day wherever you are. Brother Freedom and I have just come in off the road here to the living room this Tuesday afternoon, and we just know that God's going to bring something wonderful that's going to be good for now. It's going to be good next month. It's going to be good until Jesus comes, because that's the way these wonderful things the Holy Spirit gives are. You can poke around the website and you'll find prophetic typed words from as far back as 1995. And I think even maybe before that. And they are as vital today as they ever were. In fact, more vital, because the Holy Spirit does such a wonderful job. And He's going to anoint Brother Freedom. And if you'll be patient and listen, the Lord will touch you too, because He loves you just as much as He loves us. Father, we just thank You. Thank You for taking care of Brother Freedom today. Thank You for taking care of me, bringing us here. We just thank You. We love You. We worship You. We adore You. We thank You for that mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, without it, we couldn't make it without Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank You that You didn't leave us like orphans. You sent Your wonderful Spirit to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful that You're real. I thank You that You're forever faithful. I'd like to have people understand all You're more faithful than all anybody could ever be. I can't reason why people really don't want Your input. But You showed me yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about how people want to do it to themselves. That's what they're doing. It's a self-indulgent, it's a self-powered, it's self-injected from man. I pray that You'll bless me through that, because You were blessing Your word. Father, we know that Your word will not go for void. But there is part of the Spirit. You said that day we must worship You, not in just word only, but in spirit and truth. We thank You that day is now. We bring forth the mighty Spirit this day in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, You'll open the understanding the hearts of people. Father, help me to control my breathing right now in Jesus' name. Help me in a mighty way, and look to You in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen. I went over this scripture many, many times, but nothing like it I got out of it. It's this 23rd Psalm. The first verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord said He's going to build a sermon around it, so I guess He will. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But starting off, you know why there's savings and loans, there's finance companies and all these things? It's because of wants. Everybody has wants. They want to have a bigger home. They want to have a better car. They want to have bigger, better. And this is the dream of America. And I don't know of any country in the world that has it, but we have it really in a very lavish way. And we have to thank God. He's the one that made this possible. But the Bible plainly says, I shall not want. See, everything that we want in this want area, there's problems. There's problems when you go out here and you want this house and you're living in just a real short income, but you say, I just got to have it. You haven't prayed anything about it, but you just gotta have it. You know that you've got to have it. You might be a Christian, but your want is gonna get the best of you, and so you're gonna sign the bottom line for year after year, mortgage payments, till you're gonna be where you hardly can't make it. I'm just saying this does happen in America, but it also happens because we're working in the want area. Christians should be concerned about their wants. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches, whereof are in glory. Now He is able to do exceedingly abundantly after we ask and think according to the power that works within us. You know, I see a people in America, the churches that I see, they say one thing, but they don't do it. They say one thing and do the other. They want things. They want to go to church to be comforted. Church is a place, basically, is to feel good. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Always, when you're in a stage of want, maybe you're not going to feel good because you might be a little upset. But down the road, God's going to be right. You know, we want things in life, but maybe God doesn't want us to have it. I've known pastors that wanted to be pastors, and they didn't make it. And I've known people that want to be Sunday school teachers so much that they didn't make it. See, God has to be in our callings. If we're playing church, we're playing church, but if we're in church, we should be directed by the God Almighty. The one that makes the heavens, the earth, all these things is, and He sent forth His Son as a Savior. So through Jesus, we're going to get salvation, all these wonderful things that we promised people, but we go where We don't go into the full details. We leave out the part that we got to serve the Lord. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And getting back to the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. It's declaring that I'm not going to have to want no more. It means the Lord is my shepherd. He's going to provide for me. He's going to keep me. And he's going to help me. If I'll go where I should with him, he will furnish me with everything I need. There'll be no want. There'll be no lack. There'll be sufficiency in all areas. But we as people get very greedy. I know some people, they have a little selfish motives. They get things because they want them. I looked in houses that people want things. They never use them. Their whole life, they're not going to be using what they got. It's just that, the knowing that they got it. In a few years, it's going to disintegrate anyway. It's going to get worse. No longer long enough, it'll be decaying. It'll get where you can't even know it. It'll fade. It'll lose so many things. It'll lose its ability to be recognizable. We want things that meet our desires. And our desires as a Christian should be serving God. Our desires should be coming out from among this world and being separate. You say, oh, that's pretty narrow. Well, that's what God says. The other way, God says we're going to have trouble when we sin. So when you go in and take your wants, and some people, you know, they pull guns out because they want something bad enough. They're going to pull a gun out, and then they go to prison. And they sit there through life, and they sort of ruin their life through a want. Some people, alcohol, I want alcohol. And don't realize what the consequences is having that want. There's one area that I think that we need to want to have more of God. All the other areas gets us away from God. All of the other areas. You can have the biggest ranch. It's gonna go up to star thistle, bull thistle. In some places it might be cactus. The things that we want sometimes are not the things that will keep us lasting. The Bible says, lay not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and dust swept corrupt, and where thieves do break in and steal. But rather lay up for yourself some treasure, for neither moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in through and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. I really truly believe that if we don't have enough of godliness to desire godly things, I feel that we're not going to make it to heaven. Your first aim in life that you desire, I'm going to want to make to heaven. And all, that's the highest goal that I have. It's not my livelihood. It's not anything else, but it's serving my God. Maybe I'm not a pastor. Maybe I'm not a Sunday school teacher. But I want to do what he wants me to do, serve him with the greatest ability that I have to serve him. But we got to do this with a heart of love. There is another want that we need to incorporate in our back vocabulary, that God fill us with love. You know, I've seen churches split on the issues of a pastor. I've seen people get mixed in decisions and what they see. And one person says, I want a pastor that's sort of, you know, not so formal. Another one says, I want one that is more formal. And I want another one's sort of, one that cares, another one that don't care so much. So we all have wants, even choosing our, what we call spiritual. That's why we need God to choose the spiritual. We need the God to pray in the spirit until he gives forth the answer. And he will give it to you. He'll bless you. But if we don't use it, it's going to go dormant. And we're going to be confused like everybody else. We'll have a lot of wants we want. I want this, I want that. But the Bible says in Timothy that we're to be content in every area of our life. That we're content. You know, Israel, that's why they couldn't go in the promised land. Because they were not content. They wanted wants. They wanted to have the things that they had back in Egypt. They wanted the garlic. They want, you know, a lot of our wants are just trivial. You know, want to go to heaven, that's a gift that can go on forever and ever and ever. And you can't even imagine how big it's going to be when you get there. You can't imagine what it's going to be like. You have no idea because we can't, our understanding, we don't even know how to describe it. Now, that kind of want will get us someplace. And it's still in the future. It's a hope. But we really need to realize that there's even this life over here on earth, God will supply our need. He will give us our wants. Not what we want, wish for, but He will give us what we need through Him. He will satisfy us for the good things. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's a blessing. He wants to bless you. Blessed is the man that walks off the counsel of God, nor stand the way of sinner, nor sin the sin of scornful, but his light is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. You know, we're so get hooked up on having wants that we lose our vision. And the Bible plainly says, without a vision, my people perish. We need a vision of heaven, and we need to keep that every day of our life, that I'm going to pray and seek God until my vision is gets more glorious. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. It says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. As God kept Israel, He'll keep us. We are His people. We're His offspring. And He will protect us. He'll guide us. He will direct us. But any time we get out here and show God that we don't need Him, God's going to not be with us. Because we call the calls. We need to realize that our wants need to be in the Lord. If we're thinking about having pleasures, then we're looking to the things of the world. Like when Lot's wife turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back the old way. The Bible says he that looketh back to the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So we're going to look on to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher and the keeper of our faith. It's Him that we look to. It's Him that we want to be like. It's Him that is our Savior. It's Him that we want to be. We want to be His bride. We want to be His child. We want to walk in His counsel, in His direction. We want to walk to fulfill the desires of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And where His Spirit is, there shall be liberty. That's what we want that. We want that. We don't really need a lot of this junk stuff that we get. We don't need some of the things that the trivial things that's going to pass away. They're going to go away. And we need the things that are lasting. We need the things that satisfy, the things that bring lasting enjoyment, bring peace. And truly we need to have love. Love suffers long as kind. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own, rejoiceth not iniquity, rejoice in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. What God has, we need to want. But we're made of a humanistic element. So we're made to be wantful. That's in us. But we need to break that. We need to be wantful. That's the humanistic. That's when you tell we're in the flesh. That's a sign. When you want things of the world, it's a sign that you're getting sort of a worldly. Don't come and see. Either can love us. When you seek the things of the Lord, you know that you're in where God wants you to be. But when you start having confusion, you start having debates, you have questions, just recognize it doesn't come from the Lord. Confusion comes from the humanistic area or from the enemy. He brings to bring confusion in your life that you're confused on every issue of life. Every day with Jesus can be sweeter than the day before. And you need to walk in God's love and His power that you want will be no longer the desire of your heart. You know, some people want things so desperately. I've seen people, they can't wait for Sundays to get there where they can go have a boat trip, have these things, and even Christians. And I know some men that hunt, they just can't wait to hunting season. They can't wait. I mean, it's before church, it's before, well, to me, that's wrong. Because they're putting it first. That's the greatest want. Our want should be to serve God. Our want should be, as I walk in His holiness, I would walk in His Spirit. I would be desirous that I would walk in the Holy Ghost. That I would walk in His revelation. I would walk in His knowledge. I would walk in His kingdom power. I would walk in the ways of the Lord. And I would not satisfy the flesh no longer. I would walk in higher ground. But I would lift my eyes to the hills. And I'd keep my eyes up there seeking the one that can help us. The one that can move upon us. You know, this other thing is tinsel. It'll fall away. It'll decay. It'll have a seed. And it'll leave you.
He'll leave you stranded here on this earth, and you'll find no recovery that'll get you to heaven. You need to keep your hands on the nail-scarred hands of Jesus, your eyes upward, constantly seeking God and calling upon His dear name, that you might be flooded with His blessing. You might be flooded with the power from high, that you might have that liberty, that you might have that glorious adoption. God the Father, God the Son, that you might have His power upon you forevermore, that you would walk in His liberty, you would walk in His guidance, you would walk no longer fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Many of you out there are fulfilling the law of the flesh. You recognize, get rid of those wants God doesn't want you to want. He will supply every need. You don't need all these riches. You can only drive one car. You only drive one pickup. You don't need a half a dozen. You really don't even have to have one or more ahead. But you understand, you don't need all these good Christians think they got to have. Got have boats, airplanes, and all the toys, and all the boy toys, all the girl toys, and all the events, the cruises, the cruise ships, and all they wants. These Christians, I know what I'm talking about. They have people as pastors, and the old people, and all they do is coordinate, keeping them amused in their latter years. To me, that's terrible. They need to have me praying, and they still could be very useful. Their want is to serve the Lord. Their want shouldn't be out here decaying in some old decaying situation that brings them down to nothing. You become a castaway. We need to have the want of Jesus. We need to want His power. There's no time for us to surrender and quit. As long as we have breath, we got to exalt the Lord. And Brother Freedom's going to, as long as I can get breath to air, I'm going to speak to you. The Lord God is real. He is faithful, and He'll keep you, and He'll keep you in the times of struggle, that you might be ready when He comes to glory. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. We need to be ready. Our want needs to be in Him. Our want needs to be served. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. These other things God does. He maketh me to lie down. But this want is, we have control of it. And this want's put in there first because it will control it. We don't have the other. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We don't have it because your want's too big. You lost God a long time ago. And then you were down there saying, well, I go to church. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He doesn't either. You've already wanted Him. You wanted God out. You wanted Him out. You want Him out of the picture. You need the glory of God. You need to have His liberty. You're getting rid of Him. He's not getting rid of you. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Who can see the Lord? God be for you. Who can be against you? God's here to uphold you this day. He's here to bless you in a mighty way. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray that you give them that want to serve you. I pray that you give them that desire to serve the Lord their God with all It's worthy. Like here a couple years ago, I had a car because my wife wanted a car. It was so low down at the ground. I don't know, maybe some of you know what I'm talking about. But I had a hard time getting the car. It's already down on the right on the ground. And they had a real slant windshield. And the rains were just right. You couldn't hardly see through the windshield. And getting fog on it just sort of hurts in your vision. So I really didn't like it. After she left, so the Lord spoke to me one time and said, go down, get yourself a pickup. So I went down there and I looked at it. And the Lord says, you can handle it. And so far, I've been able to handle it. Maybe if I get the time I can, I'll get rid of it. Because I don't have to have it anyway. It's not a walk that I may have to have. But it's sort of necessary to get in the place. But my time's getting short, I know. But we need to have our wants in the Lord. And that He gives us the desires of our heart. He says He will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. He knows what you need before you ask. He will make you, His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, uplift you. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know that He is God. He's the one that made us. We're the sheep of His pasture, and His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. We need to praise you, the Lord. God is real. He'll uplift you in a mighty way. Father, I just pray that you touch these people this day. Father, give them that desire to want to serve you. Give them that desire to get their want on you this day. Father, I pray that you encourage everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus. For you are a shepherd. Lord, you'll keep us, you'll guide us, you can direct us.
And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Bless your people in the mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless.